to another episode of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. I'm your host, Richard. This week, we are going to be looking at the events and activities in Kearney County for the week of April 24th. This time around, we're going to begin with Kearney County Senior Center. On Monday, they have PATH exercises at 10 o'clock. Tuesday, the 26th, they have coffee at 8, yoga at 10. The 27th, they have coffee at 8, PATH exercise at 10. 10:45, Bible study. At 12, there's the meal site. For the meal that day, they are going to have tilapia, coleslaw, vegetable melody, cornbread, and dessert. On Thursday the 28th at the Senior Center, there's going to be coffee at 8 again, yoga at 10, 1:30 bingo. 5 o'clock that evening, they're going to be having a dinner and a movie. Then on Friday the 29th, they have coffee at 8 and PATH exercise at 10. The City of Lakin is reminding everybody that from April 25th through 29th is the spring cleanup. The materials must be separated and stacked near the alley. Materials are required to be separated into piles by type, such as metal, plastic, wood, and appliances. Items that contain a combination of materials, such as wood and metal, require that the metal and wood be separated. For an example, tires must be removed from the rims. No vehicles will be picked up. If you have larger items that need to be picked up, they ask that you call the city office to make arrangements, and that number is 355-6252. With spring hitting, we are going to be having the bumpy weather again. And just to be ready for that, they want everybody to know that the tornado sirens are 2 to 3 minute blast in 10 minutes and will repeat until warning is over. Designated shelters in the communities are in Deerfield, the high school locker rooms. You need to enter at the northwest door. In Lakin, it is the basement of the courthouse. This upcoming week for the Deerfield School District, on Sunday the 24th, they have the senior golf tournament. On Tuesday, they have high school track at Satanta beginning at 3 p.m. And then on Saturday the 30th, Forensic State Championship and the State Festival is going to take place in Wichita. For the Lakin School District, on Monday the 25th, they have high school boys golf at Cimarron at 1 p.m. High school baseball is at Goodland at 4 p.m. On Tuesday, they have high school JV boys golf at Southwestern Heights at 10 a.m. They also have high school softball here versus Scott City at 4. On Wednesday the 27th, they have the High Plains Middle School Art Fair at 10 in the morning. On Thursday, they have a high school JV boys golf at Johnson at 3 p.m. Also that day, there's middle school track here in Lakin, and it begins at 4. On Friday the 29th, they have the 5th grade Pioneer Day. The 6th grade is taking their Hutchison trip. There's a high school track meet at Yucatan at 3 p.m. and a high school boys golf at Yucatan as well at 3 p.m. On Saturday, they have high school forensic state tournament in Wichita again. And also on Saturday, there's the high school JV softball game at Colby beginning at 10 in the morning. This week for the Lakin Recreation Commission, they have on Monday Insanity at 5:30, Payo Live at 6, Water Aerobics at 6 as well. Tuesday, they have Payo Live at 5:30, Water Aerobics at 6. On Wednesday, they have Insanity at 5:30, and then at 1 p.m. they have sewing. On Thursday the 28th, they have Payo Live at 5:30 and Water Aerobics at 6. On Friday, they have Payo Live at 5:30, Insanity at 5:30. And then there's the Deerfield and Lakin Recreation Commission Daddy-Daughter Date Night at 7 p.m. And all those that have registered to attend, remember to mark that on your calendar. Then on Saturday, they have Lakin Recreation Youth Soccer, and it begins at 10 in the morning. If you have any questions about any programs for the Lakin Recreation Commission, you can contact them at 355-7039. For the Kendall Lakin United Methodist Church, on Sunday the 24th, they have Alpha Omega Senior Night at 7 p.m. On Monday the 25th, they have Men's Emmaus, Women's Emmaus, and After Choir Bible Study. Then on Wednesday, they have the HPRV Bible Study, Senior Center Bible Study. And then that evening, they have praise team and choir practice. This upcoming week on April 25th, which is Monday, the Kearney County Commissioners are meeting at 8 p.m. If you wish to attend this meeting, it takes place at the Kearney County Courthouse. On the 27th, which is Wednesday, the Lakin City Council is meeting at 6:30 p.m. If you're interested in attending this meeting, you need to be at the City Hall at 6:30 p.m. when they start. For the Deerfield Recreation Commission, they are celebrating Cinco de Mayo with a fun and non-competitive family fitness event. This will be Thursday, May 5th at Tchotchke's Place. They will be hosting a family walk, run, and cycle. Registration begins at 6 p.m. The event will begin at 6:30. The fee is $5 for an individual or $10 for a family. The fee includes participant number, healthy snack, and a chance to win fun prizes. So they want to invite everybody to come join the fun. Also at the Deerfield Rec Center, just reminders that Jerry's Crochet class meets every Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at Tchotchke's Place. The cost is $10 per session. Also, the Tot Lot meets every Tuesday morning from 10 till 11. It's at Tchotchke's Place as well. There's no fee, but parents and child care providers must accompany the children. Also, Tchotchke's Place is available to rent. You can host birthday parties or family get-togethers, holiday events. If you're interested in this or any other programs for the Deerfield Recreation Commission, you can contact Cindy at 426-6373. The American Red Cross is going to be back in Lakin on Friday, April 29th from 1 to 5 p.m. at the Veterans Memorial Building. If you want to donate blood, you need to make an appointment. You can download the free Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit their website, or you can call 1-800-733-2767. The Kearney County Hospital Board of Trustees will be meeting Monday, April 25th at noon, and this is going to be in the hospital classroom. So if you're interested in attending, you need to mark your calendar for Monday at noon on April 25th. The Kearney County Hospital will also be doing childbirth education classes April 26th and 27th. Each class is two sessions from 6:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Topics will include anatomy, physiology, terminology, true labor versus false labor, birth center process, variations in labor and birth, baby care basics, breastfeeding, a tour of the birth center, after delivery care, and pain relief options in labor. If you're interested in registering for these classes, you need to call 355-7112 at extension 1521. The Kearney County Hospital also wants us to start letting people know about the Kearney County Health and Wellness Fair, and they are going to be doing their fourth annual 5K run, walk, or 1 mile fun run. This is going to be kicking off the health fair. It's going to be Friday, June 3rd at 6 p.m. in the Kearney County Hospital South Lawn. If you are interested in entering the fourth annual fun run, the entry forms are located at Bob's Affiliated Food, Kearney County Library, or the Physical Therapy Department at the Kearney County Hospital. There's an entry fee of $14. Children under 8 are free. The entry fee includes a t-shirt and a post-meal race meal. However, children that under 8 that are entering for free, this does not include a t-shirt, so that you might have to make arrangements to purchase that separately for them. The entry form deadlines are May 20th, and they must be turned in at the Physical Therapy Department located at the north side of the Kearney County Hospital. A reminder from the Kearney County Treasurer's Office that taxes for the second part of 2015 are due May 10th. So if you're needing to pay your taxes, remember to be into the Treasurer's Office by May 10th. There's a new program in Kearney County that's being offered to the citizens. It is the Kearney County Emergency Alert System. You can sign up today to get notifications of weather or community alerts at www.kearneycountykansas.com. And Kearney County, Kansas is all one word. The Kearney County Emergency Alerts allows you to get alerts about emergencies and other important community news by signing up for this program. The system enables us to provide you with critical information quickly in a variety of situations, such as severe weather, unexpected road closures, missing persons, and evacuations of buildings or neighborhoods. You will receive time-sensitive messages whenever you specify, such as your home, mobile or business phones, email address, text messages, or others that you can pick. If this is something you might be interested in but have additional questions, you can contact Don Robertson at 271-4769 or 355-6192. Other things happening within the community for this upcoming week. There is the Kearney County Historical Society meeting on Monday the 25th at 7 p.m. On Tuesday the 26th, there's Lakin AA at 8 p.m. On Wednesday the 27th, TOPS is going to be at the Memorial Building from 6 to 8 for weigh-in, and then the meeting begins at 8. Also on Wednesday, there's the After School 4-H from 3:30 to 5. On Thursday the 28th, there's immunizations at the Kearney County Health Office. It starts at 9 in the morning, runs through 11. They take a short lunch break, then they return at 1 o'clock and continue on till 3. Also that evening on Thursday, there's the Lakin Gun Club meeting at 7 and the AA meeting at 8. On Saturday the 30th, the Bud Calkins Memorial Livestock Show will begin, and it will run through May 1st, which is that Sunday. So the Saturday and Sunday will be the livestock show. So if you're interested in attending anything, any of these, be sure to mark your calendar. That's going to do it for us for this week. We want to wish everybody a safe and fun week visiting with family and friends. For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.